The Pentagon's budget has been growing, but it is not growing quickly enough to accommodate a new generation of helicopters for the U.S. Army. The Army has abandoned the $38 billion project to build the Comanche. Some of the savings will go into upgrading existing helicopters and buying other aircraft, as NPR's Eric Westervelt reports.
The Comanche program was launched in 1983 as the future armed reconnaissance helicopter for scout and attack missions far into enemy territory. And in the Cold War early 80s, that enemy meant the Soviet Army. But the Comanche faced criticism and was restructured half a dozen times since then. The U.S. General Accounting Office repeatedly raised concerns, citing, quote, cost overruns, scheduling delays, degraded performance, and technological uncertainties. Monday, Acting Secretary of the Army Les Brownlee said a new internal study showed that the billions earmarked for Comanche would be better spent on upgrading the Army's existing aircraft.
Therefore, General Schoomaker and I have recommended that the Comanche helicopter program be terminated and those resources reallocated to restructuring and revitalizing Army aviation.
Each Comanche would have cost some $60 million. The Pentagon has already pumped $7 billion into the program and had planned to spend $30 billion more. In making the announcement, the Army repeatedly cited a changed operational environment, Pentagon code for lessons learned from combat missions in Afghanistan and Iraq. In Iraq especially, successful insurgent attacks highlighted Army helicopters' continued vulnerability to ground fire. Army Lieutenant General Richard Cody.
What we're seeing on the battlefield is proliferation of much more sophisticated missiles, and where they're being employed is much more sophisticated. If we were to put Comanche on the battlefield today, we would have to do some upgrades to deal with that.
In recent years, Comanche's contractors, Boeing Corporation and Sikorsky Aircraft, tried to recast the long-planned helicopter as central to transforming the Army into a more agile, high-tech force. But given limited funds, Army leaders said they would instead propose to Congress that $14 billion earmarked for Comanche be spent buying some 800 new Black Hawk and other helicopters and to upgrade 1,400 current aircraft. Comanche's final undoing may have been the recent success of unmanned aircraft. The unmanned Predator drone, for example, was envisioned for surveillance only. But during the war in Afghanistan, Predators went on scout missions and some were outfitted with Hellfire missiles to attack ground targets. Defense analyst Lauren Thompson is with the Lexington Institute.
Because Comanche is being canceled, the Army is going to be putting additional money into upgrading its remaining attack helicopters. Secondly, it will be putting a lot more money into unmanned reconnaissance drones that can do this for less money and that can be more flexible on a future battlefield.
Comanche is the second big Army weapon system to be canceled in recent years. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld angered Army brass when he canceled the Crusader self-propelled howitzer artillery program 2 years ago. But this cancellation is likely to be less controversial. Perhaps to head off any criticism, Army Chief of Staff General Peter Schoomaker repeatedly took pains to present the cancellation as an Army decision.
First of all, very, very important to emphasize this is an Army initiative as a result of our studies.
Given the growing budget deficit and increased costs of operations in Iraq, the cancellation of Comanche could signal that other controversial big-ticket weapon systems might be targeted by budget cutters. Possible targets include the Air Force's FA-22 Raptor fighter jet that critics say is costly and unnecessary, and the Marine Corps' V-22 Osprey, a tilt-rotor aircraft that's had a series of fatal crashes during test flights. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Washington.